It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We all know exercise is good for us. Trouble is, most of the time, fitness isn't fun. Some actually call it work, and boring work at that. Same gym, same exercise machines, same workout routine. There has to be a better way, and we've asked contributor Joe Venieri, co-founder of the fitness site Pittsburgh, to help us out of this exercise rut. Joe Venieri, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Why do people have a tough time establishing a workout routine?
I think you kind of nailed it in the intro. It's not very much fun, especially if you don't know what you're doing. And it's time-consuming to learn, or it's expensive to hire a personal trainer and get a gym membership, to take the time to first break a bad habit and then start a new one. So it's both complicating, confusing, and time-consuming at that.
And is it tougher during this time of year because your options are limited, it's cold out, you can't get outside, and you can't run after work necessarily because it's not light out, and in a lot of cases this time of year it's cold, it's icy, it's dangerous.
Yeah, I think all the above. I think it's talking about not being fun, it's certainly not that when you're out in the cold. Just walking to and from your car is hard enough. So the options become even more limited. On top of that, you're not even getting as much activity as you would normally. Maybe you would go for a walk or walk the dog, go outside and play with the kids at the park. So this time of year, not only are you getting less activity and exercise throughout the day, but it's harder to go out and do that in addition to, like we said, just walking around and being in the cold.
So what do you recommend to make it possible for people to enjoy fitness and exercise?
Sure. I think the first thing is doing something you actually like. I think there's a big misconception that fitness has to be difficult and unenjoyable, that you have to go in and sweat and work really hard, that, you know, if you want to get in shape, you have to run or you have to go on the treadmill. Well, if you don't like running, if you don't like cardio, you don't have to do those things specifically. So looking at it as finding an activity that you enjoy, you know, say you really like hiking, a fantastic workout, or you like biking, you can do that and even find a bike race that you might be interested in, or a bike group through Bike Pittsburgh that you would want to participate in. So really finding something that you enjoy, being honest with yourself about it, and then also being honest with yourself about the time you have to commit to something like that. Again, a lot of times at first people get gung-ho about the idea of exercise, they're going to go twice a day or 5 days a week, 7 days a week, and you run yourself into the ground. It really doesn't have to be that way. If you're able to establish some balance and say, you know, this week I'm going to go three times for 20 minutes in exercise, you know, that's a great start.
Do you have to lift weights to be in shape? Is there a way around that?
No, you don't have to lift weights to be in shape. That's one of those misconceptions like we talked about, you know, if you're going to be healthy, you have to run or something like that. So lifting weights is a personal goal for an individual. It's not the kind of holy grail of fitness. If you want to strength train even, you don't have to lift weights. You could do push-ups, pull-ups, lunges, bodyweight exercises, and bodyweight squats, and do that at home. So there's no requirement that you lift weights at all. And in addition to that, if you're going to be exercising, we name some things like biking and hiking and swimming even. This time of year, skiing, snowshoeing. All of those things are exercise. I think the most important thing when it comes to health, fitness, exercise is that people define fitness and health for themselves and well-being. It could be any combination of things. As long as you're kind of moving more and eating well, that's the direction that the average person should be on to achieve whatever their definition of health is.
Would you tell us a little bit about a few fun exercise options existing here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think there's more than most people would recognize. You have your gyms that you can go to. The next step up is the CrossFit gyms that are popping up around that are a little bit more intense in terms of exercise. But when it comes to fun, there's things during the summer months like Kayak Pittsburgh. You can go out and kayak on the, you know, any waterway just about. There's also stand-up paddleboarding where you have a long board and you paddle along in the water. During the winter months, they also do that indoors. It's called stand-up paddleboard yoga. So they'll go to a recreation center or pool, and you'll do yoga on the paddleboard. It's a lot more challenging and also a lot more fun.
Wow.
it's a lot. I've done it before, and it's a lot of balance, and it's also a kind of fun learning curve to get used to. There is also a group called Verve 360. It's a spa and wellness center downtown that does aerial yoga. Again, another take on traditional yoga. They have suspended kind of ropes and hammocks that hang from the ceiling, and you wrap yourself in them and do different poses. Again, a more difficult and more fun challenge to traditional yoga. There's also one that's a kind of a fan favorite around Pittsburgh. It's called Cam Jams. And Cam, who leads the classes, puts the members through a hip-hop cardio class with jumping and bodyweight exercises and a whole lot of dancing that goes with it. So that one's very popular. And there's also things like the Wheel Mill, which is an indoor bike park. It's massive. The Climbing Wall, an indoor rock climbing wall. And also other things like paintball, ultimate frisbee, sports leagues through the Pittsburgh Sports League, all of which we don't think of as exercise but are still really great workouts.
And have you done Cam Jams?
I actually have. It's a class. This is, you know, kind of a benefit to it, but a class of 30 to 40 women. And the dance moves, I was slow to pick up, but over time I like to think that I got the hang of it and didn't make a complete fool of myself going from, you know, a hip hop move to push ups to lunges. They're going all over the room and spinning around while they do it and somehow sticking to the beat. But Cam is very motivational, and she's very helpful in understanding that, you know, when people are new. So it's a fun, challenging but welcoming environment as well.
So wintertime doesn't have to curtail your fitness regimen?
Absolutely not. I mean, it certainly could, and it's tough to want to go outside. Cabin fever kind of sets in. But that's all the more reason to seek these resources out and see if there's something that, if you're going to do it any time of the year, you might as well do it during the winter. What else would we be doing?
And what else do you do during your own personal workouts for fitness?
Throughout the year, I have a pretty regular gym routine. Because running the Pittsburgh website and taking meetings, things like that, just like anybody else, I kind of fall behind. So working out at home, doing bodyweight exercises that we mentioned, push-ups and pull-ups. And then during the winter, I always try to take up something new. Last year, I took up cross-country skiing, which is one of the hardest exercises that there are. You burn upwards of 20 calories per minute, so that's a whole bunch. And this year, I want to get out and try snowshoeing. There's a couple groups, Venture Outdoors and REI contribute on a snowshoe class. So that'd be something, a kind of different take on hiking, hiking in the winter, if you will. So I want to see what that's like.
Joe Venieri is our fitness contributor and talking about things that you can do to break up the routine of your regular workout. Joe, as always, great to have you with us. Thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And thank you for listening to today's edition of Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any portion of today's program or want to revisit past segments, you can go to our website at wesa.fm. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.